Hello, and welcome to the Osterman Research Podcast. I'm here today with Stu Sauerman, the principal of KnowBefore. Stu, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, great to be here.
Great. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and about KnowBefore.
All right. KnowBefore is my fifth startup. My last company, we built an antivirus product from scratch, including filters for exchange. So I'm basically an infosec kind of person. We started KnowBefore 10 years ago after observing that all the security software layers are good, but the bad guys started hacking humans, and there was no real good human firewall. So that's the reason why KnowBefore was created and started in 2010, first product 2011. And today we are the largest worldwide with about 32,000 customers using our platform to create a strong human firewall.
Very good. So in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis, how much of an increase have you seen in things like phishing attempts, various other types of threats, since let's say mid-March, when the work from home phenomenon really took hold?
Right. Bad guys have thrown themselves into a feeding frenzy related to, COVID-19. There's actually been three waves of this. The first wave began growing kind of slowly over the course of February and early March, mainly things like spoofs of the Centers for Disease Control or the WHO and some other, reputable authorities. And it was fairly predictable. Fake vaccines, healthcare product price gouging. But then we saw the second wave. They started experimenting with, new social engineering schemes, some better, some worse. But the second wave, the bad guys were seriously committing to exploiting the chaos and the hysteria. And then the third wave, they started repurposing existing spam campaigns with COVID-19 themes. So the amount of coronavirus phishing scams have skyrocketed up.
Okay, very interesting. Have you noticed any regional differences at all?
We haven't. And the interesting thing is just today, Microsoft released a blog post that stated there's been coronavirus phishing attacks in all countries in the world. And they put up a map. I can send you a link to the blog post so that you can see the spread. And it's literally worldwide. Now, did they focus on areas that are hit hard? Yes. US, China, Europe, Russia are definitely hit harder than some other areas.
How has KnowBefore responded in terms of providing additional or different types of training to users?
We have, first of all, created a series of phishing templates that people can use to inoculate their own users against attacks like this. We've also gone into Hyperdrive with a special training module that is internet security while working from home. And we have made that into a BSA. This is free for anyone to use worldwide, anytime, anyplace. it's actually really simple. It's workfromhome.knowbefore.com. And you can of course also assign this to your users. It goes into, okay, you're working from home. What do you need to do to really make sure your security is as strong as it is in the office?
Very good. So what has been maybe the craziest or most interesting or most novel threat you've seen come out of this from the bad actors?
One of them really was much more interesting than most of the others. We had a attack coming in using a zero day. It was combined with an Excel spreadsheet, and the gist was relatively short and with great impact. It was spoofing a hospital that was in the neighborhood, and it said, you're infected through a friend or a colleague. We have attached a pre-filled out form that you need to print out and report to the hospital. That's the kind of attack that you get these days. Now, obviously, the Excel file was infected with a brand new version of malware that basically took over your whole system. So, this, you know, not recognized by VirusTotal, only a few engines. So this was quite a sophisticated attack with something that makes it through all the filters. It does wind up in your end user's inbox. That's the one that stuck out as, wow, these guys are upping their game.
That's very interesting. Have you noticed any specific increase in attacks, let's say, against the healthcare industry? Maybe more ransomware directed at hospitals, clinics, healthcare providers, and so forth?
There's a problem there, and that some ransomware gangs have said, well, we will lay off hospitals because, you know, they're dealing with COVID, this, that, the other. And then other ransomware gangs said, oh, well, if they're laying off, then we're going after them. There is no honor among thieves, and there is no honor among cybercrime. Moreover, these guys are spread out all over the place. You're dealing with a variety of different actors of different levels of sophistication. So, yes, healthcare is still being attacked. The frequency is at this point in time hard to determine. You're still smack in the middle of, I'm almost tempted to call it fog of war, because so much stuff is happening at the same time related to COVID phishing and cyber attacks.
Interesting. So what do you anticipate that we might see, let's say, over the next month or two in terms of new threats, new threat vectors, that kind of thing?
As long as COVID-19 is taking 80% of mass media, making people worried, making people work from home, really making drastic changes in their day-to-day life, you will find that bad guys are on the ball or even anticipating things that are going to happen. For instance, a good example was we saw phishing attacks coming in with, how do I get my $1,200 check? Even before this thing was signed into law and before these checks were actually being cut. So our strong recommendation to IT pros that are responsible for keeping users safe is to increase the frequency of the phishing tests. If people are working from the house, if you normally do once a month, we actually recommend go twice a month. Every other week, they need to be reminded that they need to stay on their toes with security top of mind. Because it is a new environment for everyone, and everyone is trying to get into a new routine. And an email that seems to come from HR at your own organization with something related to COVID, like We've had five new positive COVID reports in our own company, and open up this attachment to find out who they are and what you need to do. You know, those are the kinds of things that you can expect. And we need to really work on keeping our network protected, specifically with strengthening our human firewall.
Certainly makes sense. Well, Stu, thank you very much for being on the podcast today. We appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Glad to be here.